Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
You surprised me.
Oh, okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Enjoying my Sunday morning with my parents, discussing the latest news.
World news?
Political
news?
Of course.
All right. So yesterday I went back home from Ufa. Somehow I
always
frequent
want to
that
it
place.
Like UFO.
UFO. Yeah. Okay. Let's pronounce it as UFO.
Unknown flying object.
So yes,
so
I went back
from UFO.
UFO. And by the way, so there is this time difference between UFO time and Moscow time. A 2 hour difference, yeah?
Is it justified or is it just for fun?
Yeah, they just like to be different.
That's what I thought. But because there aren't any time zones between us and them. So I guess it's just... they want to be different, they want to be special.
Yeah, because, you know, like, for example, if we take Tatarstan, if we were wanted, we could have this difference, a 1 hour difference from Moscow.
Ah, uh-huh. But
because it's
just...
a different time zone.
Oh, but we just don't want to do it.
Or just, yeah,
But people in...
UFO, in Bashkortostan.
In Bashkortostan.
Yeah, they have their own rules.
Are apparently different.
Yeah, they are. I have this, she's probably my niece. She's about 5 years old, I think.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she had this strange eating habits from the very beginning, from the very young childhood when she was still a baby. She eats meat and she loves meat. She thinks that it's not serious if the meal is without meat.
For the 5-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. And, for example, if you give her, like, ravioli or meat wrapped in cabbage or in grape leaf. Or,
so it's like, where's the meat?
Yeah, she just takes it away. She takes all the dough, all this, you know, this nonsense away. She just eats meat and that's it.
Is she not overweight?
She's a bit plum, but she's okay for her age. And
I don't know, maybe she's just a meat eater. Anyway, they have to keep an eye on her. They have to make sure she doesn't eat all the supplies.
It's true, and I think that it can have some consequences. Yeah, it can get out of hand if you...
It can get out of control. They wake up one morning and see no food left, no meat left.
And maybe if she doesn't have meat, she can move on to...
to the neighbors' houses.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's kind of risky. They have to keep an eye on her.
I think so. Yeah.
But keep her chained.
right. Yes.
Have you when you we are back to food again. Anyway, no matter what we start talking about, we end up with when you ate meat, did you like it? Was it important for you at that time to have meat?
I think that I enjoyed it,
but
I mostly ate it because everyone else ate it, and that's what mother prepared
for
us.
Thought about you were not like that girl.
No, it wasn't like very important for me. I mostly preferred things from dough. I liked cookies, I liked something that my mother baked.
Mm-hmm.
I like this kind of stuff. But I wasn't really, you know, meat eater. I had some favorite thing that my mother prepared. It's meat inside, and it's wrapped in dough, and it's fried. It's absolutely terrible for your health. But
absolutely delicious.
But it was delicious. I remember that. It was my favorite thing. No one else in the family ate it because it was very, very fatty. But I loved it. You know, it was crispy, and it was, it was very, very nice. There is a video of a cheery toddler who laughs at envelope.
Just a regular envelope?
Yeah. So, Henry...
Is he normal?
Hang on. Henry Manuel from Chicago, Illinois, is a happy toddler, and his dad, Leroy, doesn't have to go to great lengths to make him laugh. Leroy gave an envelope to Henry, to this toddler, and by the simple action of dropping it to the floor, provided endless entertainment and laughter for his young son.
How does he justify such endless bursts of laughter? I mean, an envelope is not a very funny object, you know?
It's true.
Never really laughed at an envelope.
That's right.
I recently heard the news on the radio about one girl who was constantly laughing from the time she was born. And the doctors first diagnosed her being mentally sick. But then, after being tested, this girl was diagnosed with some disease which could be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So they operated on her, and she no longer laughs. Only when there is a reason for that.
Oh, okay.
But it was just... Just think about it. The girl laughs all the time.
But was she like happy at this time, or was it like?
Yeah, she was pretty. She was pretty happy. It was not just a physical condition, you know. She laughed. she was very happy.
When she was asleep, she didn't laugh.
When she was asleep, okay. She didn't. Yeah, but they operated on her, and she no longer laughs for no reason. So
she was happy all the time.
Yeah. Why did they do that? That's the point.
Yeah. And they say that laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, so she could have had a very long, long life.
Yeah.
Had to have her permission, to ask her permission for that.
But she didn't give her permission.
She was laughing.
She was laughing. I mean, you're enjoying yourself, you're laughing, and suddenly it's just gone.
The Ugliest Dogs exhibition in Petaluma, California.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which took place 2 days ago. Have you by any chance seen those fantastic dogs?
No.
I mean, they are really ugly. So the winner is the dog called Peanut, who is suspected to be a cross between a Chihuahua and a Shih Tzu. The 2-year-old mutt's gruesome toothy mouth, white hair and balding eyes won him the victory. But owner Holly Chandler says he has a sweet and energetic personality. And I'm looking at the picture. Yes, this dog is really ugly. I can't imagine having such a monster at home. The reason why this Peanut dog is so ugly is because it has been through a recovery after being seriously burned as a puppy. Yeah, but anyway, it's still very ugly.
It is, yeah, poor thing. I think that it's so awesome that they're the owners of these pets. They still love them. And that's so cool, actually.
I once had a cat which was very ugly. It had only one eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the ugliest cat ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it on the street on a cold December day. And I just felt sorry for this kitten.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought it home. But it grew into a very, very ugly cat. And all the people who visited me, they were like, "What the hell? What the hell is wrong with you?" Yeah, but I was even proud.
Yeah, sure. Having a normal dog or a normal cat, that's for pussies. Yeah, that's for weak people. You must have a really ugly one, yeah, to show everyone. So why not? Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In case of burglars,
mm-hmm.
they just scared the shit out of them.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my god, there is a monster in there. Hole in the wall burglary. Police tell news agent thief was just a ghost.
Sorry?
Hold on, I'll read it. When news agent Tiffany Spears saw a face appear in a hole in the wall of her shop, she reported it to police. However, they dismissed her concerns, telling her she must have seen a ghost.
Okay.
Well, that ghost is now £100 richer after taking money from the till, all seen on CCTV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sorry, there's been someone in my shop. Someone took money. Oh, it must have been a ghost.
I've been hearing that from the police. Maybe it's just laziness.
But they are police. They're not supposed to be lazy. Okay. They're supposed to find the criminals or the ghosts.
Maybe they didn't have any leads. Maybe they didn't find any fingerprints and this just said, oh, let's just say that it was a ghost, okay? A bear tries to join baseball team in Alaska.
A white bear?
Just a bear. A grizzly bear.
Oh, a grizzly, okay.
A grizzly bear, yeah. A team baseball game in Alaska was interrupted when a massive grizzly bear turned up to watch the play. The players, all teenagers, remained calm, but brought the game to a halt as they watched the bear amble around beside the flimsy fence separating it from the outfield. The bear wandered off after a few minutes. What would be your reaction?
Well, I'd play with the bear.
They shouldn't have stopped the game.
Yeah, they should have continued the game.
Because I think that he just wandered off because...
Nobody wanted to accept him.
That's discrimination, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was really a fan of this game.
Well, but by the way, well, talking about pets, do the rules that we have and rules and laws that we have in the society, are these rules and laws, are they only for people or are they for animals as well? Let's talk about zebra crossings, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If there is a pedestrian, a human pedestrian,
mm-hmm.
Hit by a car at the zebra crossing,
mm-hmm.
then the driver will definitely go to prison, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it is a dog, for example, crossing the road at the zebra crossing?
Mm-hmm.
And this dog has been hit by a car. Or maybe a deer. Or maybe some other type of animal. There is a zebra crossing. They do not. They cross. They cross the road at a designated place.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know. Maybe just for zebras. No. For people and zebras and for the rest, just
because I. Or the bear that wants to play the game.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Why not? I mean. It doesn't say anywhere that this is only for people.
It's true.
Oh, for example, again, this new anti-smoking law. Yes, you can't smoke, but it doesn't say that animals can't smoke. So if my dog decides to have a cigarette in a public place.
Yeah, in a cafe with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, why not?
Doesn't say anything about animals, right?
Doesn't say anything about animals.
Can you imagine? Lola.
Hold on. Hey, Marianne, bring me a cup of beer, bitch. I'm sure it's cold this time.
And an ashtray, please.
And an ashtray, man.
Food really does taste better when it looks good, scientists find. The findings back the theory of top chefs who have long believed that a culinary masterpiece has to look as well as taste the part. Psychologists found that a salad tasted better when arranged to resemble a work by the Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky.
Uh-huh.
In tests, volunteers preferred the flavor of the artistic dish over the same ingredients tossed together or placed neatly but uncreatively on the plate. The 60 volunteers, aged 18 to 58, also said they would be willing to pay more for the Kandinsky salad. So, using artistic inspiration to the design of the culinary experience, even when used implicitly, can indeed enhance the enjoyment of food.
I agree, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily Kandinsky. Picasso will do. It's just a kind of aesthetic pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if the food looks way too good, you don't want to destroy this piece of art with your fork or with your spoon. What about food ordered in restaurants, mm-hmm. which is served in big big plates,
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, just a little piece of salad served on a huge plate, or maybe just a bit of a very small piece of dessert served in a huge plate. I really hate it. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that it's a small piece of cake. Why do you emphasize the idea that it's small? Putting it in a huge plate, and then they spread it with some sweet sauce,
Sauce, yeah.
which
Oh, that's
you can't really eat because because it's all over the plate.
Yeah, no.
And you just look at it; it tastes nice, but you can't eat it. By the way, what do you think about those figurines, which are cut out of fruit?
That's a waste of fruit.
That's what I think. That's a waste of
Yeah.
fruit.
Yeah. What's the point? You shouldn't play with your food. You should just eat it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I always thought, what's the point?
Because I feel sorry when I see this. I think that, oh, that was a very nice piece of watermelon. Why did you have to ruin it? Because I'm sure that afterwards, no one is going to eat it.
It's just a waste of food.
That's right. So, and when you have to choose between art and food, you always choose food.
I would choose food.
Yes. Chef makes 60-meter noodle in China. The chef of a noodle restaurant in Chongqing, I think, in China, is amazing customers by making 60-meter long noodles. Mr. Zhao has been honing his craft for about 3 years and has now opened his own restaurant where he shows off his impressive skills. According to Zhao, he only needs 100 grams of flour to make the enormous noodles. Have you, by the way, tasted the noodles in China? How was it?
The first day they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second day they are okay. The third day, you prefer something else. The fourth day, you're about to throw up. The fifth day, you can't look at them.
But I think that they eat them all the time,
So
yeah.
they eat them for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner.
Oh my God.
They love noodles and they have a lot of recipes with noodles.
Have you tasted this? What's it called? Buns, yeah, meat buns. I don't think that they are only meat buns.
In China, I did. It was disgusting.
Really?
Yes, because I thought they were those were pelmeni, but there was some pumpkin or something like that inside,
Oh, okay.
and I was like, no meat. And the dough was not the one that we are used to. It
It's
was.
a rice dough, no?
Yeah, so it was disgusting. So I tried it and I was like, oh I only had one bite and then I didn't finish it. I'm not a very big fan of Asian food, by the way. I prefer European restaurants in Asia. When I'm in Russia or when I was in America, I loved Asian restaurants. I loved Chinese restaurants. I loved Thai food because it's, you know, Americanized. But the real Thai food, it's kind of, I don't know. Even when you're in Thailand and you eat Thai food, it's for tourists. I mean, it's good. But if you eat what they eat, no. No. The same as with Chinese food. The one that's for tourists, that's great. But the one that Chinese people eat, it's disgusting. Sorry, Chinese people to us, but I don't like your food. Nothing personal.
Dear listeners, don't forget to go to our website. It's a must. You have to. You
You
must.
have to, yeah.
It's just obligatory. Every day.
Every day, several times a day.
Yep. Because there are so many things. Why don't you go and visit it?
Yeah,
There are,
doodles,
yes, there are so many
discussions,
reasons to go.
fantastic articles.
Yeah. If you are bored, you can test your level of English.
And get disappointed and go and kill yourself. Because Landish did her best. Even I, even
I
my
did.
level of English is somewhere on the pre-intermediate.
Well,
I mean, I love this test, really. Let's keep it real. I mean, if you go, if you visit the any websites for learning English, even if you have never studied English before, it will show, after doing the test, it will show you that you have a pre-intermediate. And you're like, oh, I have a pre-intermediate level of English. But let's be realistic. How can you have a pre-intermediate level of English if you've never studied English before? So we go for real.
That's right.
And that's why do the test. Get disappointed. Go and kill yourself. Just kidding. Join us on Facebook.
Yep.
And in vk.com. Mm-hmm.
Google Thank Plus. You.
Google Plus. Doodle us. Google us, doodle us, and boogle us. Bye.
Bye, goodbye.